Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks, Run As Radio, and Dev Intersection here to talk about the Fall Conference. That's at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, October 25th to 28th. And I'm chatting with Chris McNulty.
How are you, Richard?
I'm great, man. And I'm excited about what's going on with SharePoint. I mean, obviously the cloud's a big piece.
Absolutely.
But the dev model's evolving too.
You know, it's one of the things that's really, it's an exciting time in SharePoint because after a couple of years where we may not have been making as much news, we're making tons this year. Mm-hmm. Kind of first and foremost for us is the SharePoint framework.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So, you know, for years there was this artificial barrier. There was SharePoint development and all the rest.
It was a very different way to build software.
Right, and you can still build in all those classic full trust
models. Okay.
Those are all still supported and sustained.
Awesome.
But the core thing of the SharePoint framework is really being able to embrace modern tool chains and open source patterns for how people should be able to do things. So if you want to consume our microservices into something that you're building with Angular or React or Knockout, those are your tool sets. We think that it's going to, A, for SharePoint developers, classic SharePoint developers, it's going to open them up into kind of the way that software gets built now
anyway. This modern web model that we've been doing for a while.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then conversely, people for whom that barrier of entry to get into SharePoint was too high, it's going to be easier because they can stay in their pattern of choice.
So tools like GitHub are first-class citizens?
First-class citizens, absolutely. We just launched the SharePoint framework this week in public preview on Git.
Nice.
And you know, it's our intention to make all of our code there available. So if you want to consume our components as is, great. And if you want to fork them, great.
Do what you want to do.
Absolutely.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So what's the dev? This is going to work on-prem as well as on the in the cloud product? Because they're not exactly the same.
No, they're not exactly the same. But one of the other things that we've announced about SharePoint 2016 in particular is it's participating in feature packs.
Oh, okay.
So as we get into next year, every few months, we're going to take the latest innovations that we put into the cloud, like SharePoint framework, and be able to bundle them up and give you the choice of deploying them into on-premises.
And this does seem to be the modern Microsoft model, right? You do the experimentation in the cloud, try the new feature there, and then at a regular interval, give us a version we can run on-prem if we want.
Right, because we also recognize that on-premises installation is on our customers to do.
Mm-hmm.
We only want to bug them once.
Well, only so often, right?
Right.
When they actually want to take on those features. But I love the broadening of the development scape for us, that we can take our SPA skills, can take our existing development methodologies, apply them to SharePoint equally as well.
The other thing that we're really excited about is not just the professional apps, but the low-code apps.
Oh, really?
So we know that many people are trying to develop things that we don't even consider themselves to be traditional developers.
This is an interesting space that Microsoft's always been in when you think back to the old days of Access and stuff like that. But Power Apps is a much more sophisticated model.
Yeah, Power Apps gives you the ability out of the box to interact not just with the traditional Microsoft sources that you would expect, like SQL and SharePoint, but also to cloud sources like Dynamics or Salesforce or Google. There's about four dozen connectors in the box.
When I think about the term productivity app, that's the stuff I want to deal with.
Right.
To plug into Office, to plug into Salesforce, to plug into SharePoint.
Right, and being able to build quickly no-code forms that I can deploy to any mobile device or to Windows itself.
Wow.
And then be able to weave all that together with automation using a tool we call Flow.
Chris, this is awesome stuff, and I'm really excited to see it happen at SharePoint Intersection and Dev Intersection.
I can't wait to bring that message to your folks there, too.
And if you'd like to see more about SharePoint and the latest development models, come out to Dev Intersection and SharePoint Intersection at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, October 25th to 28th. And if you sign up today and book both a workshop and the main conference, we'll hook you up with some great hardware, a choice between an Xbox One S, a Band 2, or a Surface tablet.
It's a tough choice.
It's tricky. Some good hardware. That's at Dev Intersection and SharePointIntersection.com.